Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoorah! I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. If you've been following the news lately, especially the op-eds, you've probably heard talk of something called a Black Swan event. What exactly is that? Well, a Black Swan event, according to Wikipedia, the Black Swan theory, or theory of Black Swan events, is a metaphor, and it describes an event that comes as a surprise, has a major effect, and is often inappropriately rationalized after the fact with the benefit of hindsight. Folks, this is an election year. All kinds of things can happen in an election year. All kinds of things can go wrong, unforeseen things. I mean, look, what do we have going on right now, just across the world? A war in Ukraine and the Middle East, plus China threatening Taiwan. I wouldn't want to live in Taiwan right now. Plus the Iranian proxy wars. What are they doing over there in the Gulf? It's terrible. And then you've got North Korea and the Rocket Man, who's lobbing rockets at anything that moves in the Sea of Japan. Is it possible that black swans are more prevalent than we first thought? You gotta wonder. We'll be talking about that later in the show. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is my wife and better half, Sarah Coriel. Sarah, are you anticipating a black swan?
I was hoping for a purple swan.
A purple swan, okay. Well, that'll be interesting to watch. All right, here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the non-com, I'm going to discuss black swan events. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. David Horowitz will discuss the problem of disloyalty in our military, and we'll talk with retired Drug Enforcement Agency Special Agent Van Nguyen about illegal drugs coming across the southern border and how drug crime affects all of us. And of course, we'll talk to Diane Raver at the Garden State Film Festival.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. I'd appreciate it if you would also go to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the non-com on Frontlines of Freedom. Now the news. What's first, Sarah?
Over 300 people were detained in Russia while paying tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died at a remote Arctic penal colony, a prominent rights group reported Sunday. The sudden death of Navalny, aged 47, was a crushing blow to many Russians who had pinned their hopes for the future on President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe. Navalny remained vocal in his unrelenting criticism of the Kremlin, even after surviving a nerve gas agent poisoning and receiving multiple prison terms. More than 200 arrests were made in St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, the group said. By Sunday evening, court officials in St. Petersburg reported rulings ordering 154 of those detained to serve from 1 to 14 days in jail. Among those detained there was Grigory Mikhnov-Voitenko, a priest of the Apostolic Orthodox Church.
President Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union the evil empire, and he was right. But since the collapse of the USSR, one has to wonder, did it really change for the better over there? It certainly looks like Navalny was executed prior to the election to strip the Russian people of the greatest thing they cling to, and that is hope for freedom. Our condolences go out to the Russian people. Putin does not represent them, but Navalny did. May he rest in peace.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday brushed off growing calls to halt the military offensive in Gaza, vowing to finish the job as a member of his war cabinet threatened to invade the southern city of Rafah if remaining Israeli hostages are not freed by the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Israel's government has not publicly discussed a timeline for a ground offensive on Rafah, where more than half the enclave's 2.3 million Palestinians have sought refuge. Retired General Benny Gantz, part of Netanyahu's three-member war cabinet, represents an influential voice, but not the final word on what might lie ahead. If by Ramadan our hostages are not home, the fighting will continue to the Rafah area, Gantz told a conference of Jewish American leaders. Ramadan, expected to begin March 10th, is historically a tense time in the region, as ceasefire negotiations struggle after signs of progress in recent weeks. Netanyahu has called demands by Gaza's ruling Hamas militant group delusional. The United States, Israel's top ally, says it still hopes to broker a ceasefire and hostage release agreement and envisions a wider resolution of the war, sparked by Hamas's deadly October 7 attack in southern Israel.
Under no circumstances should Israel succumb to international pressure to cease its military campaign until all terrorists operating within its borders are either killed, imprisoned, or driven out. Netanyahu needs to stand firm and do what's right for his own people. And Joe Biden needs to butt out and let Israel protect its people. Stop pressuring Israel to stop attacking the terrorists who slaughtered them in a surprise attack. There is a peace that resides only on the other side of war, and this is one of them.
The national security of the United States is currently imperiled by a new threat from Russia, according to the White House, a troubling emerging anti-satellite weapon that, while ostensibly incapable of physical destruction on the ground, could severely disrupt U.S. military and civilian operations in outer space. Some U.S. government officials suspect the system may be nuclear, a prospect that raises concerns that the Russian government could not only disable strategic satellites in orbit, but in turn deal a major blow to the U.S. economy by degrading both government and civilian space-based operations. The threat is apparently so dire that lawmakers in Congress are sounding alarm bells to the public.
America survives in a dangerous world and is incredibly prosperous due to our advanced technology, but now we are lagging behind countries who wish to destroy us. This is not a good thing. The next American president needs to work with Congress to increase our military budget so we can maintain our technological superiority over Russia and China. Cut back on all the woke social programs and use that money to build our military and protect America.
Funerals began Tuesday for the three U.S. service members who were killed, among scores of others injured last month following a drone attack in Jordan. But 2 weeks after the attack on the remote base, the Pentagon has not outlined any new moves to bolster defenses against the drone threat in the region. Defense officials and experts have spent the last decade warning against the oncoming threats of drones in future warfare, even as the U.S. has enjoyed virtually unchallenged air superiority since the Korean War. Those warnings became stark reality when the drone launched by Iran-backed militants struck trailers where troops slept on January 28. It's a simple misunderstanding of how drones have changed and how wars are fought, Representative Ruben Gallego, Democrat of Arizona, told Military.com in an interview. There is no such thing as a safe area of operation anymore, Gallego, a Marine Corps veteran and House Armed Services Committee member, added. We've known about the problem for a while. What have we done? We haven't changed any doctrine or any training or any type in any real way.
Representative Gallego is right. There are no longer any safe areas of operations. I would submit that it's only a matter of time before all these terrorists pouring over the southern border begin to launch drone attacks right here inside the United States. If we don't figure this out soon and come up with an inexpensive and easy-to-deploy defense against drone attacks, then a lot of American military men as well as civilians might die. I'll say it again, cut back on woke before we go broke. We need to spend our money on a military that meets present-day, real-world threats. Forget the gender-fluid nonsense. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing, but we can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved and getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things that I do. Check CVAFrontlines.com. That's CVAFrontlines.com. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the non-com, then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then the Colonel will talk disloyalty in the military with David Horowitz. At ease, troops, take a break.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors, plus the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. You hear the sound of breaking glass at 2 a.m. What should you do? Many people get a flashlight to investigate, but that could get you killed. Get your firearm immediately. Take up a defensive position in your safe room, then call 911 and wait for the police to arrive. The police can do the job they were trained for, and you and your family can stay safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the front lines of freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. And now it's time for comments by the non-com. The world has changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Who wrote that? It probably sounds familiar to you, even if you can't quite put your finger on it. Perhaps I'll tell you later, but for right now, I'll just let it dig away at you, like a splinter in your mind. Every morning, I roll over in bed, will my heart to beat, and then shake off the aches and pains of oldness. Then I reach over and pick up my cell phone. I open up my news app and scroll through the headlines. Why do I do that? It's always the same, so why bother? I was wondering that this morning when it finally hit me. It's because for several years now, I felt the change in the air. Something is going to happen. I think other people feel it too, but are loath or afraid to discuss it openly. But that nagging feeling is still there, and I can't get rid of it no matter how hard I try. So I ask myself, what's causing this? Is it just the onset of old age? Is it the overactive imagination of a storyteller? Or is there something deeper, fuller, and richer, something driving it, giving it flesh and blood and bone? Studying history is one of my passions, and I've noticed that the history of humanity is the history of war. I was reading an article about war the other day, and the writer claimed that of the last 3,400 years of human history, there have been only 268 years of total peace. As I look back through my life, that doesn't surprise me. Just in my lifetime, I've lived through the Cold War, the Vietnam War, the First Gulf War, the Bosnian War, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the War on Terror just never seems to end, and those are just the wars that America was involved in. And what causes it all? Is it a never-ending human lust for blood? Is it greed? Is it just a general crankiness that won't allow all humans to work and play well together? But getting back to my point, the world is changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. I'd be able to write off my feelings as an imaginative and aging old man if it weren't for all those Patriot food supply ads. That tells me that it's not just me. Other people feel it too. That's why people are buying up gold and silver left and right. They feel it in the air and they want to protect themselves and their loved ones against whatever is coming down the pike. But I have a feeling, just a feeling, that whatever is coming is bigger than all of us want to know. Perhaps it's so big that it transcends preparation. Throughout human history, only 8% has been lived in peace. Did those humans do something differently? Or was it just luck or the blessing of God? I don't know. Perhaps I've got it all wrong. Perhaps the world is on the verge of something wonderful. Could it be possible that the whole world is about to spontaneously break out in sweet and blissful and unrelenting peace? The world is changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. I'm shaking my head even as I write. This doesn't feel like peace, and it sure doesn't smell like bliss. And I wonder, before World War II, did the general population feel something in the air? Did they smell the war coming? I think they probably did. So are we on the cusp of something big and bad and terrible? According to the totality of human history, well, we're always on the brink of something we don't want to think about. And on the eve of this potential life-changing event, whatever it is, I can't help but think, was there something we could have done to head off the next war to end all wars? And I don't like the answer that blares back at me. Change human nature. So in my heart of hearts, I have to go with my gut feelings. Something foul is in the air. So as many people log into their computer and buy up precious metals and food supplies, I've taken a different tack. Human history doesn't lie, and human history repeats itself. But there is also something beautiful in the human heart, and it's that beauty that drives me to my knees in prayer, begging God for the lucky 8%, if not for me, then for my children. Always remember, no matter how bad things look or feel or smell, God is on the throne and he is still in control. Nothing happens without his allowance. As a Christian, I believe that we are always at war. Think about it this way. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But to every yin, there is a yang. Consider this counterbalance. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So go ahead and buy that gold, dig that fallout shelter, but above all, pray for peace, because God is in control and we need him now more than ever, and enjoy the beauty. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. The world has changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Who said that? It was the Lady Galadriel in Tolkien's masterpiece, The Lord of the Rings. But that comment about a splinter in my mind, where did that one come from? Well, I can't be totally transparent. I'll just let that one eat away at you like a, well, you get the idea. And those are my comments for today. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel, and you're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. And now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Roland, you are a legend here at Frontlines of Freedom. How are you doing today?
A legend. Now that's a word, I'll tell you.
Oh, Roland the man, Roland the legend.
You know, Skip, in previous weeks, I talked about the Youth Scout programs of both the Civil Air Patrol and the Sea Scouts. And I recently ran across another program I've actually never heard of before called the U.S. Military Explorer Program, which is really an affiliate of the well-known Boy Scouts of America. The Military Explorer Program operates career education programs for young adults between the ages of 14 and 17. And there's also a program that's called the Senior Cadets, which are for 18 to 21-year-olds that focus solely on leadership. But all of these programs are year-round after-school programs. The Explorer program started out in the early 1900s as the Senior Scouts of the Boy Scouts of America. And in 1942, an Air Scout program was created for boys 15 and older. And that program worked in cooperation with the United States Army Air Corps. 15 years after that was created, it spun off into a completely new organization that was created for schools that centered on career education. In the 1970s and 1980s, several military explorer units had started up with training military education skills, and some of those units are still in existence today. Now, the military explorers are not a recruiting organization for the U.S. military or a disciplinary training entity, but more of a leadership program. And they dedicate military career training programs. So all units are led by U.S. military veterans or retirees, and in some cases, even current members of the Guard and Reserve. All of the instructors are retired veterans. The U.S. Military Explorer Program has three different options. One is the Officer Corps Preparatory Program, which is for kids, usually pursuing a goal of entering one of the U.S. service academies or receiving an ROTC scholarship. Then there's the Enlisted Preparatory Program, which is geared for young adults with a goal of pursuing a military career, which is going to be more of a direct enlistment into the armed forces. This program includes basic military skills such as drills, communications, customs and courtesies, and even personal development. And lastly, there's a Military Club Program for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. That program teaches teens on all the branches of the U.S. military to expose them to a wide range of options, career fields, and even the differences between the services. The program has an introduction to the national security that has a global intelligence perspective, so it's a pretty well-rounded type program. Now, this Explorer programs, they work with the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy, and now even the Space Force. So if you want to find out more about these types of programs, you can check them out on the web at usmilitaryexplorers.org. You never know, there just might be an explorer unit even near you. Back to you, Skip.
Roland, that was awesome. And now you know why you're so legendary.
Yeah, I wish that were true.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Roland. I always enjoy your comments. Coming up next, David Horowitz will discuss the problem of disloyalty in our military. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for some wind sprints. Do them for a couple of miles, then stand at ease.
The There is no doubt veterans sacrifice in service to this country. For decades now, troops have been sent around the globe to fight, putting their lives on the line, but with no clear U.S. interest to protect.
To honor that sacrifice, Concerned Veterans for America is working to end our nation's endless wars. As veterans ourselves, we know a better foreign policy can make our troops and our country safer.
Learn more about how you can help by visiting cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Truth, welcome back to our nation's largest military talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome David Horowitz. He's the founder and president of the right-wing David Horowitz Freedom Center and also founded an organization, Students for Academic Freedom. 50 years ago, David was definitely on the political left, but he's not anymore, and he's very concerned about the political correctness being forced on our military. So welcome, David. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
David, tell us about your swing from the political left to the political right.
I was raised by card-carrying communists who wanted Stalin to win the Cold War, where I started. I edited the largest magazine of the new, so-called New Left, Ramparts. And in 1974, a woman I had recruited to do the bookkeeping for the Black Panther Party disappeared. And by the time the police had fished her out of San Francisco Bay, I knew she had been murdered by the Panthers. And that was the end of my romance with the left. I also was horrified when the communists took over because of leftist agitation in this country. And 2.5 million Cambodians and Vietnamese were massacred by the communists. There was not a single demonstration against the communist slaughter. There have been plenty of demonstrations, even at the Pentagon, against the war. And I knew I was part of an evil movement at that point. They didn't really care about the Vietnamese or the Cambodians. They cared about destroying America. And that has not changed, but it's grown. We have a traitor for our president in Joe Biden, taking millions and millions of dollars from our enemies. And the fact that he created 20 shell companies to hide the source of the money and the recipients, that should tell you how guilty he is. And that goes for everybody around him who's supporting this treason, which is what it is.
Well, sir, I can't disagree with you one bit.
Since we're talking to military people, I mean, we say the military is what woke. It's led by traitors. This guy Austin, I mean, to go AWOL in the midst of two wars and not be punished tells you everything you need to know about the Biden administration.
Well, the military today is very, very different than the one I served in. Now, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I retired in 1986. We judge people by their ability and attitude. I served with officers and enlisted men of all races and religions. We were a very good military. We were effective. But today, ability and attitude seem to be centered on political correctness, not on military readiness.
Well, the left can call it political correctness, but it's rank racism and anti-Americanism. They want America, the new left wanted America to lose the Cold War, just the way my parents, who were card-carrying communists, did. And you see it, we have a what I call the Nazi squad in the House, led by Ilhan Omar, who would like to see the Jews exterminated and America destroyed. I've gotten to an age where I can speak frankly, but it's from a lifetime of experience with the left and against the left.
Well, we're both in our 80s, so yes, we have the right to speak out there because we are who we are and we've got experience. But our military, I just can't believe the kind of things that I'm seeing and reading. And obviously, the largest source of people joining the military traditionally has been the children of veterans. They were encouraged by their parents to serve as they serve. Those people are gone. They're not there. And the military is lowering their standards to try to get people in.
On the destroyer, they infiltrate in our well, the White House did it. It was started with Obama. But they just inserted leftist personnel. Our schools have been, you know, I warned for decades that the schools were being taken over by communists and nobody listened. But that's what's happened.
Well, look at West Point, my alma mater.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they claim that they can make better military leaders by judging people by race. And the Supreme Court's letting them get away with it. Other colleges can't allow admissions by race. The people at West Point said, well, this isn't just a normal college, and it's not. We train military leaders, and they do, theoretically. But we can do a better job if we're race and gender focused.
Well, you can tell by the cabinet that Biden has appointed of incompetent nincompoops that isn't so. We've never had a less intelligent, less competent White House cabinet than we have under Biden. We have just idiots. You know, start with the press secretary, then Mayorkas, and they just lie. Everything they say is a lie. The trashing of America's border is the greatest crime committed against this country by anyone at any time, any enemy. Biden had no authority to destroy the border. The Constitution clearly states that there are three branches of government, and the executive branch, that the legislature, the Congress, makes the laws, and the executive, which is Biden, is supposed to execute them. We live in a lawless society, beginning with our southern border. And how many Americans are going to pay with their lives for this breach of our, you know, basic security is an open question. You should be shot. A normal country, he would face a firing squad, or maybe they would take pity on him because he's an old, deranged individual and just remove him from office and put him in jail.
Well, and the open border.
Chinese war against us through fentanyl. I mean, they have most favored nation status. He hasn't held them to account for anything.
But, what's the benefit to we the people?
He inserted a Hamas leader in the White House. He couldn't do a better job than Joe Biden at weakening and then destroying our country.
And what's the benefit to we the people of all these illegal aliens coming in? Has anybody stood up and said, this is why we're doing this, this is good for you, and here's why?
We have an immigration policy where 1 million immigrants of all races and colors and whatnot come in legally. This is just an invasion authorized by Joe Biden. I mean, he attacked Donald Trump for a 2-month policy, which Trump dropped, of putting illegals in jail, even if they had children, and leaving 4,000 kids in the custody of the Border Patrol where they were safe. Joe Biden said they had ripped the babies out of the arms of their mothers and put them in concentration camps reminiscent of Auschwitz. Actually, Obama built the facilities they stayed in, which kept them safe. First thing that Obama did, or one of the first things, was to invite unaccompanied minors into the United States and say they could stay. So now we have something like 250,000 children in the clutches of the cartels and the sex traffickers. It's mind-boggling. And it's because of the destruction of our universities, which are just indoctrination camps for potential communists and America haters. I wrote 5 books about universities and how they were taken over.
Well, it is a disaster. And there's more to discuss about the disaster that is our nation now. And David will stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Yeah, it's time for push-ups. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do, well, sometimes. Then take a break, but stay in the area. David and I will be right back.
HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at PatriotFoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off PatriotFoods.com. 10% off promo code FREEDOM and shop today.
It's that time of the year again. The U.S. Mint is making their new 2024 American Silver Eagle and American Gold Eagle coins, and there's no better time to shore up your investment in precious metals than now. Call Universal Coin and Bullion at 800-UCB-GOLD to get great prices on the finest gold and silver coins of the year. I work with Universal Coin and Bullion because they're a company that you can trust. So give them a call at 800-UCB-GOLD. That's 800-UCB-GOLD, or check them out at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with David Horowitz. David, what you have been describing, what we agree exists, suggests that our military may not want to fight to defend this if we can get anybody in the military at all to join it.
ABCs, of course. If America is a white supremacist, racist country, why would you defend it if you're an American? Why would you defend that? You know, it's just a pack of lies that virtually every slave that was shipped from Africa to America as a slave was enslaved by black Africans and sold at slave auctions in Ghana and Benin. The Declaration of Independence and the Christians in England, led by Wilberforce, were the first people in 3,000 years to say that slavery was immoral. There were no other moral leaders who said that, not Jesus, not Moses, certainly not Muhammad, whose disciples were running the biggest part of the slave trade. And it was white Christians, Protestants, that freed the slaves and did so at the cost of 360,000 Union soldier lives, which is more deaths and war than all our other wars combined. That's the reality.
Yes, and it took our nation a while to actually get everything free, but we declared it as our intention, and we moved in that direction.
Yeah, and it was destroyed by the civil rights movement joining Louis Farrakhan in an infamous Million Man March.
But nonetheless,
and the Democratic Party is a racist party. How could you not see that? How did Kamala Harris get to be vice president?
Well, it wasn't based on competence.
Because she has a Marxist black father. That's how.
Okay. Well, and certainly,
she has no other qualifications that are visible to anybody.
And why would anybody, including me, if I were younger again, want to defend a country that with those values?
Yeah, you risk your life. Well, he's hoping that there's enough people with a strong enough stomachs.
Well, the trouble is we're teaching all our recruits, we're teaching all our military people that we are racist and biased and bigoted. And
yeah, I'd like to see a demonstration, a protest. But people have to speak up. I mean, Colonel Lohmeyer spoke up.
Yeah, Matt's a good friend, and he has spoken up, and he's been a guest on the show.
Yeah.
But I feel, as a person who believes in God, that the constitutional republic that we got was unique in history. It's blessed. We are still the richest and have the most freedoms of anybody. But it's our job. If God gave us this gift, we're supposed to be good stewards of it. We're supposed to take care of it. We're supposed to step up and act.
We live under a quasi-fascist regime already. We have to fight. We don't give up.
So how do we fight?
Well, I think the main thing is people have to speak out about this. I'm glad you're doing your show. And it just takes enough people, you know, to have the courage to speak out and call a spade a spade. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is a rank racist and makes no bones about it. He wants to limit the number of white officers.
Yes.
Just unbelievable.
Well, yeah, he's decided that he doesn't want very many white pilots in the Air Force.
If I was
flying in a plane, I'd want the best qualified person as the pilot.
that's the America we're fighting for. We need people to speak up before it's too late. If Trump wins, we need people to back. He has to put all these people in jail.
You know, you're making a good point. What they're doing is not just bad politics and bad for our country; it's criminal.
Yes, they're gangsters. This is a term I like to use. They have the mentality of gangsters. They destroy people. Look what they did to Giuliani, of all people, America's mayor.
Yes.
Look what they did to all those people who were escorted into the Capitol by the Capitol Police and behaved admirably. Just marched through with a police escort. And look at what they didn't do to all the leftists who demonstrated inside the Capitol.
Yes, you're right. And to me, the first time I really woke up to see this was our abandonment of Afghanistan. That was horrible. There was not one noble, worthy, good thing done in that.
I have a question. You don't have to have been to military academy to know. If you have a people who, before you got there, were being executed on football fields for fornicating, these are such backward savages that run Afghanistan now and ran it then. And then for 20 years, brave people in Afghanistan support you and provide you with translators and support. You're planning a withdrawal. You don't pull the troops out first. You pacify the place first. We hadn't lost a life in 2 years when they began the withdrawal, but they decided to pull out the military, put security in the hands of the Taliban, who were busily executing women on a football field that I think the United States gave them before. I mean, this is treason at the most disgusting level. Joe Biden makes Benedict Arnold look like a Boy Scout. Benedict Arnold was loyal to his king. As a human being, he was a man of honor, even though he was our enemy, so we treat him that way. But Joe Biden, he's facilitated the destruction of our country and is all for it. Look how he's selling out Israel now. A two-state solution, that's what they're pushing. There's been a 75-year terror war against Israel from the Gaza Strip. How do you think these people have rejected over and over again a two-state solution because they want to kill all the Jews?
Yes, that's true.
That's why I call it the Nazi caucus in the House. That's who they are. I mean, I try to think of the difference between the Nazis and Ilhan Omar, and I really can't. And that Presley woman and all of them. And they have no loyalty to this country.
And apparently no values similar to ours. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with David Horowitz. David, the solution clearly is for us to get active in our country, the people being running for office at every level, making sure that they stand up for our country and that they'll be public about it. If my listeners wanted to plug into you, I know you've written some books. How can they plug into you? How can they check into your books? How can they get books?
I have a website at frontpagemagazine.com, and you can abbreviate magazine to mag. So it's frontpagemag.com. And if you look on the nav bar, you'll see my name, and you click on that, you can see all the books I've written. And I think there's a bio of me also.
Well, one thing's for sure.
Out now called The Radical Mind, based on my experience in the left. I left the left after Betty Van Patten was murdered in 1975.
Well, it's a disaster.
I mean, we count on the military and the retired military to fight. And unfortunately, the mentality isn't there. That people respect the chain of command too much when the commander is the enemy.
Yes. David, thank you. Thank you for your very appropriate comments and for your clear love of and concern for our nation. Thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for having me, Denny.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Van Nguyen, a DEA special agent, and Diane Raver will review the movie of the month. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom Troops. It's time for pull-ups. Do 35 good ones, do a few push-ups, grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.